Keith Peters reporting. Dr. Anthony Fauci faced House Republicans angry about how he handled the COVID-19 pandemic today. House Coronavirus Pandemic Subcommittee Chairman Ohio Representative Brad Wenstrup said some policy decisions made by Fauci's office were not based on scientific evidence.
The burdensome six-foot social distancing rule did not have sufficient scientific report. In your words, it just sort of appeared. Distancing made sense, but the 6 feet was arbitrary.
Democrats opened the hearing, saying the investigation so far has found no evidence that Fauci did anything wrong. President Biden is expressing support for his son, Hunter, who's on trial in Delaware. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
As jury selection got underway in Hunter Biden's federal firearms case, the president said he has boundless love for my son, confidence in him, and respect for his strength. In a statement, he said he and the First Lady are so proud of the man he is today. In a show of support, Jill Biden was seated in the front row of the courtroom. Hunter Biden has been charged in Delaware with 3 felonies stemming from a 2018 gun purchase. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Prospective jurors are being questioned on their thoughts about gun rights and addiction. The Israeli military has confirmed the deaths of 4 more hostages held by Hamas, including 3 older adults seen in a Hamas video begging for their release. The 3 men, Amram Cooper, Yoram Metzger, and Haim Perry, were all age 80 or older. They appeared in a video in December released by Hamas under the title, "Don't Let Us Grow Old Here." On Wall Street, the Dow down by 115 points. This is SRN News. A bus tour to save women's sports.
It's called the Take Back Title IX 2024 National Bus Tour, and it's being organized by the group Our Bodies, Our Sports, which is trying to keep men out of women's athletics. Amongst the participants will be legendary tennis champion Martina Navratilova, former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, and swimmer Riley Gaines. They will speak in more than a dozen cities, warning that transgenderism threatens women's sports. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A French soccer player is being disciplined for refusing to display a gay pride emblem on his jersey during a game. Monaco midfielder Mohamed Camara has been given a 4-game suspension by the French league after covering up the emblem on his shirt during the final league game of the season. Camara is a Muslim and says he refused the gay pride badge for religious reasons. Other European soccer players have suffered a similar fate. This is SRN News. At least some Americans have few financial concerns these days.
The typical compensation package for chief executives who run companies in the S&P 500 jumped nearly 13% last year, easily surpassing the gains for workers at a time when inflation was putting considerable pressure on Americans' budgets. The median pay package for CEOs rose to $16.3 million, according to data analyzed by the Associated Press by Equilar. At half the companies in this year's pay survey, it would take the worker at the middle of the company's pay scale almost 200 years to make what their CEO did. John Scott reporting.
A technical issue caused the temporary halt for dozens of stocks listed on the New York Stock Exchange Monday, including at least one whose price briefly fell nearly 100%. A technical issue related to some pricing data triggered trading halts on up to 40 ticker symbols. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.